Harper Audio presents Green Glowing Skull by Gavin Corbett, read by Adam Moore. A thought will fly from us and only return again in the darkness, crying in a thin, childish voice which we may not comprehend until, with aching minds, listening and divining, we at last fashion for it those symbols which are its protection and its banner. James Stevens, The Crock of Gold. Chapter 1. Ricard Villelie's first job in New York was as a reporter for a small local newspaper. He did not stay long in the job, because it was apparent that the other people who worked in the newspaper were doing so as a sort of retirement project. He felt guilty spending time with them when, after all, he had fled his elderly parents in Ireland. The stories the newspaper wanted him to investigate seemed designed to frighten him off New York. In his first week, he was asked to write about the city's wild Shih Tzu population. It was said that a person was never more than 20 feet away from a Shih Tzu in New York. A small number of these Shih Tzus were the creatures that looked like paper lanterns that were jogged around on the ends of leashes, but most Shih Tzus in New York were wild creatures with orange in their beards that lived in pipes under the street. Ricard could not find evidence to prove that any of this was true. The proprietor of the paper was a billionaire's widow who involved herself in its newsroom affairs because she felt she owed something to society. She had come to New York as a child during the golden and only age of airship travel, and she had an ambition to bring back this method of travel. Somebody put it to her that the gases that had been used in airships were dangerous. She said she would not use combustible gases in her airships, but normal air filtered of the heavier pollen released by genetically modified crops and urban tree cultivars. Before she had a chance to rope Ricard in some way on this folly or on some other aspect of her life, he was gone. Now he was idle, and, thinking of things he could do to occupy himself, he settled on trying to realise a recent and half-baked ambition to become a singer. Lately, he had discovered he had not only a certain unrefined talent for singing, but a repertoire of songs within him that he had not known was there. All of this emerged on his last night in Dublin when his parents put on the traditional immigrant's wake. This had been an unexpected move on their part, because his father did not have much of an attachment to Irish traditions, and his mother had a learning disability. To the last minute, they misunderstood why he was leaving for America. They thought it might have been because he was angry over his sweetheart. He was angry over his sweetheart, it was true, but people do not move away from the sources of their anger unless they have been told to do so by a counsellor or a court. No, he had left for America mainly because of his parents. He had been an only child, and he did not want to have to care for them, and he could not suffer to see them decline. About his absence from their lives, he hoped that they would remain healthy enough to care for one another to the end of their days, and that they would die more or less simultaneously. He comforted himself with the thought that they had good neighbours and many relatives, and that he was not, in any event, very entertaining company for them. He did not like to think about his parents now, because thinking about them and how they had driven their son to the brink of suicide and ultimately America made him feel like a tragic, cabbage-scented character in an Irish rural drama. But happily, there was another reason for leaving Ireland that he could dwell on, and this reason was wholly of the modern world. In the end, leaving his parents in Dublin had proven not as difficult as leaving his job in Dublin. The company that Ricard had worked for in Dublin was called Verbiage. It specialised in the mining and repurposing of online text. Only two people had worked for Verbiage. He had been the familiar of a
Sample complete. Ready to continue?